This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. And our sponsors today, the CCA Star Tournament, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, let's get to the weather. Weather. All right, it's 83 down on the island this morning in Galveston. With all the humidity and mugginess, it feels like 92. Today we're looking at partly cloudy skies. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 88. Winds will be south-southeast, 10 to 20. And then for tonight, pretty much the same. Partly cloudy, low of 83, south-southeast, 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and a high of 88. Winds will be south-southeast, 15 to 25. Oh, let the wind blow. Anyway, all right, let's get to tides. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we're on the backside of that full moon, so here we go. Looking at tides for today, we have a low coming up at 4:15 a.m. It's 0.7, and we have a high at 11:07 a.m., a 1.1, and then a low at 6:23 p.m., at 0.2. Sunrise is 6:20 a.m., sunset 8:21 p.m., or moon phase. Right at a half moon, 51%. And currently, the buoy offshore is showing a south wind at 13 to 16. And the Galveston Channel showing a south wind 5 to 9. Eagle Point showing south at 13 to 15. And Morgan's Point up in the top end of the complex is a south-southeast wind at 6 to 10. So water temps at all these sites is at least 84 to 85 degree water temps. So, anyway, and let's do a star tournament leaderboard update. Right now, there's four tagged reds weighed in, two red tags and two blue tags. The red tags are truck and boat packages, and the blue tag is a transport boat with a Mercury engine and coastline package. Looking at red tag, the two newest tags, 1722 and 1774. They're pending polygraph, but polygraphed. And on the board is Gary Merchant of Houston. He has the red tag, and Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, weighed in at Surfside Marina, has the blue tag. And real quick updates on fish. Sheephead in the inshore division, Enrique Rangel of Houston, weighed his in at Linda Sylvan Beach Bait and Tackle. That's a 9.9 9 pound, 9 ounce sheephead leading that. Gafftop, 6 pounds, 1 ounce. Justin Morrison of Lumberton. And the black drum is an 11-10, caught by Sue Lee of League City. And then the only offshore fish on the board right now is a ling, a cobia that weighed 56-15, Danielle Greenwald. And then Star Kids, looks like 9-year-old Caroline Konecki, a 6-pound, 3-ounce sheephead. Gafftop is a 5-10, caught by Cohen Fackney of Corpus. And a sheephead, Levi Claiborne, 11-year-old, is a 9.0, and Gafftop is a 5-10, caught by Hunter Morrison of Lumberton. And that's pretty much it. I mean, that's where we stand on the star leaderboard. All right, let's go over to Sabine Lake and get fired off with Bill Watkins this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. How's it going, man?
Oh, it's all right.
All right.
Lots of fresh water coming down our channel.
Same here, brother. Same here. I looked at Livingston. It's at 50,000 this morning. We hadn't got a – it's just been sitting there anywhere from 15, 30, 40, 50 for well over a month now. Had enough, brother. Had enough.
Yeah, I had
to. Turn it off.
I finally got flushed out. All the fish I was catching, I got flushed.
Oh, man, that bites.
That channel was dirty. And
I bet.
Yeah, but we still scratched out really, you know, I think five really nice trout. I mean, good ones, 17 right. to 19s. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were chunks. And but there would be one trout in a place. One trout.
Back on your school bus pattern.
Stop. That's exactly
one.
Right.
Oh man, I love that saying, school bus pattern. We,
yeah, drive a mile and pick up one or two.
That's it, man.
In this case, it was like one, but we got into a school of young reds.
Right.
That came down from somewhere.
I got flushed.
And yeah, I guess so. And they, boy, I mean, they were 17 and a half to 20. And we got to keep three of them.
Right.
And boy, they provided some entertainment. I think we caught, I don't know, about eight of them.
Well,
and they're always
keep
fun.
Keep them located because you never know. One of those star tournament tagged reds, you know, they're not real big. They're, you know, they're legal reds, Texas size. But they may end up in that school with them. Maybe you get lucky and get one of your guys on a tagged red.
Hell, but I don't think we were fishing in Louisiana, so.
Oh, okay. Well, Louisiana
yeah,
star then.
They had been registered in that one.
Right.
So, but.
I didn't think about that. To fish Sabine, you'd need to be in both of them, Texas tags.
You need to be in both.
Texas
That's
star
right.
and Louisiana star.
Yep, and I don't even know if they put any in at Louisiana on their side. I don't have any idea
check
about
on that.
That.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they must. But we had some really pretty flounder, you know. So we wound up, you know, wound up with three reds.
Scratching out the box.
Five trout. And, yeah, but it was... And a shark.
Oh, caught you up.
In fresh water.
Shark or what?
No, it was a bull.
Baby bull?
Yep, baby bull, about 4 foot long, 3 foot, three and a half, maybe four.
That ain't a baby.
No.
That's a pretty good ankle biter right there.
Yeah, that son of a gun hit that soft plastic.
How about
like
that?
He meant, yeah, and followed him up to the boat and we were trying to find out what we were going to do with him, and about that time he bit the line into. So
good,
that
nobody
was
got
okay
bit.
With me. Nobody got bit. He said, "I sure would like to get a picture of that." And then that shark solved the problem. We should have been ready with the camera and pulled him up to the top.
Yeah.
Cut the line. But that provided some excitement. Well, I thought it was a big red because where we were, it was pretty fresh, but real pretty water, you know, dark, clear. It was the marsh is clear and, you know, it's in good shape. And we caught a lot of 7 to 12 inch trout.
Good Lord.
I mean,
last year's everywhere fall.
Everywhere we stopped, we'd catch 2 or 3, 4, 5 of those. And, but, you know, they barely can even get on the hook. So it was an interesting day. I had to work at it really hard, burn a lot of gas. You know, there's just days like that.
Yeah.
Those guys have fished with me for 20 years, and they've seen the ups and the downs, but at least they took home a good pile of meat. You know, it was a good day.
What color soft plastics are working best in that water you're fishing?
White.
White?
And, yeah, white. And the bright line truce, yellow color.
Mm-hmm.
We caught one or two on Mirror Lures and Little John's.
Right.
And the rest of them on K-Wiggler Ball Tails, 4-inch. And that was the pattern, white, pearl white with a lime truce or what they call a chartreuse tail,
mm-hmm.
But it's more yellow.
Yeah.
And that color really stands out in that dirty water and dark water too. But, you know, hey, we had action all day long. We just had to move a lot. And that's really difficult. Had to run that far to catch one fish here and one fish there. But the redfish provided some excitement. And we caught a bunch of them. And they were all right there together. Just in one little spot. Didn't see a sign of them on the water. They were laying right on a drop-off in a bayou.
Right.
And pull it up to that one-foot drop and down into the, you know, down into the little channel. That was probably about a 3-foot drop. And, boy, they were laying right there. And tide was coming in real predictable.
Yeah.
You know, where you, and at that time, we finally caught one keeper trout. Let's see. 2 keeper trout on that run to the lake. But they just, I think what happened was that most of the fish are in the channel. And when I saw all that runoff, I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, because it had been clearing up the other day. Friday and Saturday, I just smoked.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. It was, water clarity was turning around. It's getting greener. And, man, you were smoking them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday we caught 34 by 9 o'clock and had to run from a storm.
Imagine that, running from a storm this year.
Yeah. Whoa. And absolutely we could have limited out. I had 3 guys, we could have caught 45 in just a little while.
Yeah. 32, that's still a good pile of fish, man.
Yeah, 34.
These days that's real
and
good.
Boy, they were good fish too. I mean, lots of solid 3s and 2s, you know, mm-hmm. 2.5s, better size trout. And they turned on just about the time that tide slowed down a little bit and the current slowed and all the sediment dropped out and it was on.
There you go.
You got to have your timing right to catch these fish right now.
It's all timing. Most of the time, it really is. Let me knock this break out, Bill. Hang on. I'll be right back at you, brother. All right. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:17 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run over to Sabine now and hook back up with Bill Watkins. All right, Bill, we're back.
Well, I'm here with you, buddy.
Well, I'm here too.
Yeah, well, this water situation it'll settle out because, you know, the tide had already gone out. I could see on the rocks along the channel that it had been a foot and a half, 2 foot, you know, the stains, or it had already been up that high and had just flushed on out. So, you know, those fish, they want to be where the bait is, and the bait was still there. I just couldn't find, you know, one fish per spot.
Right.
So that's all going to alleviate itself. If it just quits raining, you know, for a couple of days, everything will level out, and it'll be back on again. And I think the fish are going to be pretty much in the channel the rest of the summer. And it'll typically clear up and start turning green, you know. And yeah, we'll be back in
Color, you know, back up north as the summer progresses, you know. Just follow the good water back up into the lake, you know, kind of like what we're going to have to do here. I mean, I was talking to him and day before yesterday. Yesterday I was a customer of ours wanted me to go on the trip he booked with Steve, and we decided not to go because all the wind and then these strong outgoings, that dirty water's all the way down. I mean,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
water conditions are in pretty bad shape, plus the tides are real low in the mornings, and then if you wanted to wade somewhere, you know, you just didn't have the water on the flats you needed where you need it to fish, and then it was it's too windy to fish out of the boat, you know, on the 4 to 6 foot deep fish, and it just we chose to just do it another time.
No big deal.
There's plenty of days to fish. You got all year. Why push it?
Yeah, and you know, I've got an 8-day run coming up, starting Sunday.
Yeah,
and I may have to cancel some of those. We'll just wait and see.
Right.
You know, it's a grab bag right now, but those fish, I mean, I'm seeing so many fish, you know, on those better days. Oh, man. So,
all this is doing is just pushing fish south and just going to pile them up even thicker. When conditions prevail,
yes.
When it turns around, then you're going to have, you know, stack ups again, like we've seen in the past.
Yep, that's what's going to happen.
It's been a heck of a pattern here the last 8 or 10 years, man.
It has been. It's just
a lot different.
It's just sickening. But, you know, I guess by now I've almost been through everything that can happen. From freezes to hurricanes, bad ones, and floods. And
hadn't been in any spills yet like we had, you know, with the ITC fire and then that Reformate spill where they closed the bay down. We couldn't even go fishing for a month.
Yeah, well, we had a barge hit a ship and spilled a whole bunch of crude oil in the channel.
Right.
But fortunately, they were able to contain it in that stretch of the channel.
I remember that. That's the best place that could have happened, you know, where it didn't mess everything else up.
It was the best place for it to happen.
Yeah, it was. I remember that.
I remember it smelled like it smelled like kerosene up and down the whole channel. But they had guys out there mopping up stuff on rocks, you know, just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But
bloody,
you know,
mess.
That kind of stuff can happen, and you just got to roll with it. Shame that it does.
Maritime accidents.
People make mistakes.
Yeah, they do.
And that definitely was one of them. It happened in a narrow part of the channel, too. Right there close to the MLK Bridge.
Well, I'm glad they didn't hit the bridge.
Oh, yeah. That would have
been
really
bad.
Bear,
huh?
Yeah, I would have been cut off from where I need to launch.
I bet. Boy, that would
that'd
be a game changer if they had to close that bridge, buddy.
Yeah. I'd be having to fish the Texas side, and I think I'd just quit.
I'm trying to remember years back, somebody went fishing. Somebody I know, it's been a while. They had gone over to Sabine, and they barely got across that bridge before it iced up. Pulling a boat. Can you imagine going up or going down that bridge, pulling a boat with icy conditions? Stay on the island. I'm done.
Golly. Yeah. And maybe, you know, maybe that was, that might have been when they had the flat bridge down there where you could have gone across that one at the low end of the lake.
Right.
And come back through Lake Charles. You know,
you could do that. But yeah, it's
that little tall bridge that they've got over the end of the lake now, that Causeway Bridge.
Right.
Oh man, that's a tall little low edge bridge.
It really is. When they built that, and I saw it, I said, "Man, what are they wanting to bring ships up into the lake now? Man, that's kind of an overkill for that lower end down
there." That was overkill. Yeah, that was totally unnecessary. They must have had some money they wanted to spend.
I guess they're waiting on rising seas.
Yeah, I guess so. It ain't going to rise that much that fast.
No. Not.
Anyway, though, it's. No. No, it hadn't come up very much yet. Not any that I can actually tell.
Right.
You have tides that, you know, if you have a hurricane in the Gulf, it'll blow the tides up a little bit and make you think that it's higher than it is. And then the next thing you know, we have a big nor'wester blows everything out. And,
right.
You know, all in all, the water level is just where it's been, at least on our part of the Gulf.
Well, I wouldn't want to ride a hurricane out on Pleasure Island, I can tell you that.
No, sir. No, because you'd just be there.
Man, can you imagine what it was like during Rita?
Oh, yes, sir. And Ike, too.
Yeah.
They was big tides. And all those houses.
Ike was pushing some water, brother.
Yes, sir. All of those houses on the low end of Pleasure Island.
Right.
That have all the piers and everything. None of them got destroyed, but some got some damage, you know. There was a little bit of low places, but none of them got washed away. But boy, there was that marina down there at Pleasure Island. There was some big boats piled up on that hill.
Was there?
It lifted them up out of their berth and pushed them up on top of that ridge and floated them up there. And then the water went back out and left them high and dry.
Oh, man.
There was probably 50 boats up there.
Yeah, I mean, remember that tugboat up on the north end of the lake washed up at Stutes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And some shrimp boats and, man.
Yes. Yeah, that was a bad scene. I just don't think I want to go through that again. But the fishing, as soon as I could get back in the water.
Oh, it was incredible.
It was on like crazy. You could catch 60 to 70 redfish in one drain.
My God. You
know, I mean, and the water drained out of the marsh on the Louisiana side for days.
Yeah, because actually, you know, the surf just covered all of that peninsula and all that marsh from the beachfront all the way into the lake.
Yeah. Yeah, it covered up everything.
It's crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wouldn't have wanted to be there.
No.
At all.
Heard some stories about some guys that rode it out down there.
Really?
By you and all that. Remember those stories? Two of them up in a tree? And all.
Yeah.
And tallow trees or whatever they were hanging in, riding out. The worst part, they said, was keeping the water moccasins off of them.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, because they were looking for a place to be, too.
They wanted some high ground. Man.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a live chicken than a dead duck.
That's right. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know, this is our early hurricane over there in Mexico in the Pacific. Did you see that one over
there?
I mean,
yes,
it had 3 yesterday, but it was a 2 this morning when I checked on it. But, I mean, that's the first, man, this early in the year, major hurricane for that area. You just don't hear about it. I mean, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Yep.
Depending on what kind of movement that makes, we may get moisture off of that next week if it comes across that peninsula, you know.
Yeah, that's Mexico. What they said might happen.
We might. We don't need any more rain. Man, it's turned
it
off. I know a lot of other areas
part of
the state could use it, but.
Yeah, but they don't seem to get it.
Nope, they don't. All right, Mr. Bill Watkins. Somebody wants to call you and come over to Sabine Lake, and you can show them how to do it even with the fresh water. How do they get a hold of you, man?
409-673-9211.
All right. It'll all turn around. We've been here and done this.
Oh, yeah. Deal. And it won't be long.
Fish around it.
All right, buddy.
Hey, Bill, you have a good day. Good talking to you, man. You take care.
Thanks for calling,
buddy. See you. All right, later. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish have been released in inshore Texas waters, just swimming around out there waiting to be caught. And get signed up before you go. You never know when that tag will come. And you can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. You can offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Real easy to do. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 4:34 here in the Bayou City. Now let's hop up to Lake Conroe and see what's cooking with the fish dude, Richard Tosh, see what's going on up there. Hey, Richard, good morning. How are you, man?
Mickey, I'm great. How about yourself?
I couldn't be better, man. I'm living a dream. How about you, bro?
Yes, sir. Man, it's all good. It just need a little bit of wind up here. It ain't much wind blowing, and it's 79 degrees up here right now. It's a good night. It's going to get hot quick today if that wind don't pick up a little bit.
Right.
So, but I'll tell you what, everything's
you
still
should have a breeze. We got a breeze down here on the coast, so.
I'll tell you what, there's a little bit, but there's not much at all. I mean, it's just, it's barely moving these tree limbs up here. So, but it, hopefully if that sun gets up, it'll pick up a little bit. That's what normally has been happening. That dang, you get some clouds built up, and with them clouds come some wind. So it's not too bad, but no, I mean, the hybrids are still doing good. I didn't fish for them yesterday, but they're still doing pretty dang good. Catfish, I think we kept 67 of them yesterday, so it wasn't too bad.
Good Lord.
You know, it's just...
meat hog.
I know, but I'll tell you what, those little rascals are still wearing me out. I mean, I'm catching so many of them dang little things, they're barely as big as your finger. But it's good to see them, but dang it, I don't want to catch them all the time. For about a month and a half now, every place I go, I've got three to four spots I kind of rotate between, and I'm having to hit every one of them. And then one day, one of them's got some bigger ones on it. The next day, the next one's got some bigger ones on it. And it's ranging anywhere from, 12 to 20 feet of water. So there's no real distinguishing pattern there. It's just where they want to be that particular day. So we'll see how it works out today, because we're going to hybrid.
Sound like they're moving around a lot.
I mean, they're trying to spawn. The thing is, they're just not, the areas that I've got where they move up on those flats to spawn, I've been hitting them pretty hard and heavy, and we did pretty good on them yesterday. We probably caught 40 of them off of one little spot, and then moved around, because as they started shutting down a little bit, moved around and hit some deeper areas and some main lake stuff, creek stuff, and just, like I said, just kept catching a ton of them little rascals. But it's, it is what it is. You got to stay on the hunt, and then here within the next month or so, they'll settle down and finally start getting bigger anyway, or more consistently bigger, but
right,
not have to look for them so dang much. But it's because I got this one spot that I normally fish. It's normally, we'll catch 30 keepers in 30 minutes most of the time, but man, I tell you what, 30 minutes out there, you're going to catch 80 of them, and 40 of them are going to be so little you don't want to fool with them.
Yeah, that's a nightmare weeding through all that little junk like that.
Oh my God.
I don't think any of these Texas lakes will ever run out of catfish. If they do, it's the end of the world. Man, they multiply.
They do, and quick, too. Like on Conroe, I'm pretty confident that they spawn at least three times a year. Mm-hmm. So it's... it's one of those things where the population's always going to be up, and it's just strange to see all of them, because you get the variety between the blue cats and the channel cats, and then the yellow cats. I caught a couple of them this year, the ops, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. I caught like three of them this year crappie fishing, and then that's just a rarity, because you don't see many of them out here on Conroe.
And it's, y'all are mostly channel and blues.
And blues, mostly channel and blues, and it's and it's predominantly channel cats, mainly because there's not a river system. You need a river system, just like for the white bass and stuff like that. Those blue cats love that movement.
Yeah, like
water.
Livingston.
Yep, exactly. And the man, speaking of Livingston, I went across it yesterday. That son gun is pumping it now. That rascal is rolling.
Did you go by the dam? Did you see all the gates open?
No, I didn't go by the dam. I was up in Riverside, crossing Highway 19 up there.
Right.
And I was over there first part of June when I went through there. They went and caught some bait, and it was up like it ain't come down hardly at all off of the first part of June.
No, so they've 50,000 right now. I mean, it's just
good night. That is just crazy. That is crazy as it can be. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't get it. I know they've had a lot of rain up there, but man, that's a lot of water moving through, and for that long a period. I mean, goodness, that's just crazy stuff. And I hadn't checked any of the marinas down like Carolina Cove Marina used to. That's one to me on the north end of Livingston. That's one of the better marinas to go out of, or used to be anyway. I mean, it's nice.
What's it
protected
called?
Water, Carolina Cove.
Carolina Cove,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and it's because it's Carolina Creek. It's Yeah, you used to have some of the clearest water on the north end of the lake there, and then out of Bethy Creek you'd have some, because there's not much runoff that gets into Bethy Creek. But now Carolina, when you get the local rain, it floods up in there. But the thing about Carolina Creek is it had a bunch of those reeds, so you could go through there and flip those reeds and catch fish out of there like crazy. I used to win some tournaments up in those reeds like that, just flipping right. A jig up in there. What was fun is you'd pitch that jig in them reeds, just a little gap in there, and next thing you know, you'd see them reeds shake, and when they shook, you better get ready, because he's fixing to grab your jig.
And coming I mean, to
it's the, yeah, I guarantee you, he's coming wide open, too. That rascal's going to knock the fire out of it. That's a blast fishing up there, and then, you know, throwing a buzz bait up in that stuff. It was nice getting up in there and throwing a buzz bait at them, and just, because you catch all kinds of stuff up there. It's crazy. So, because Livingston fish, typically 5 foot of water is deep water for them. I mean, it's just, I bet on Livingston, 80% of those largemouth bass over there live less than 5 feet deep. And it's just the way it's been forever, you know. Now, I know on the south end, on the main lake down there, they'll get a little deeper. They'll get them on some brush piles and stuff like that. But still, for the most part, Livingston bass typically stay shallow. They don't normally run deep, but that's one of them things. And I kind of want to talk about this here too a little bit. It's kind of bad to say, but you know, Paul's got them fillets all blades and stuff, and I use them a lot. As a matter of fact, I use them all the time for my sawzall. Put them in there, and I always get people asking me about them. Well, I always leave my, you know, when I'm cleaning fish, I leave my bag sitting up front with them. A couple of weeks ago, I had some fellas decided they wanted a couple of my blades, and they just took them. So, I know. They act like I get that stuff for nothing, you know. It's like, good night, dude. I always keep spares just in case I break one or something, and I know I'm missing at least 3 blades out of there, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I take you out fishing, come in, because they were asking all kinds of questions. Where can I get them and stuff like that? Well, apparently they decided they could just get them out of my bag. So it's like, goodness, dude, don't do that. I mean, that's almost as bad as somebody stealing your fishing rod. I mean,
that's right.
Not very good.
No, it ain't right.
But man, I'll tell you what, it's and that's why I kind of hated to bring it up. But I mean, I just can't believe there's people out there that'll do that to just anybody. I mean, it doesn't matter. So, but it is what it is. I'll see him at the fishing show next year, and we'll get me some more. That's all I can say. I'll see him up there and grab me some more blades. So it's hard to believe that you take somebody fishing and then they just take your blades like that. So it's one of them deals where I just I don't particularly care for anybody that wants to take your stuff, right?
No.
They didn't work for it. I did. You know, so that's what gets me, is just making sure that they understand, hey, I know you took them. So it's just one of them things, but it's all good. No matter what, it's all good. So just get back on the fishing stuff. I was going to fish Tuesday night in that Tuesday night tournament. Man, I don't know if it's changed the pollen or whatever, something's going on where my old sinuses was messed up so bad I couldn't stand it. So I didn't get to fish Tuesday, and plus it's dang hot.
Yeah, I've kind of had a little flare up this week too, you know.
I don't know what in the heck that happened there Monday or Tuesday, sometime in that time frame. Something happened that got me messed up. I'm not normally affected by anything like that, but I'll tell you what, it got me this week for some reason. So, sore throat, all that good stuff. But I mean, it's just a one day deal. It's just kind of strange. But I mean, they keep on trucking. That's the main thing. But this dang heat, I'll tell you what, it's something else. If you're out there in it, you need to make sure you're drinking plenty of fluids. It ain't no doubt. Cause I mean, you get out there and you get caught up in that stuff, and you'll fall out. I guarantee you, you'll fall out if you don't pay attention, because it's nothing nice that he just not. It ain't playing. I mean, no. That's one thing. You know, I take several people out, and you know, this time of year, well, after Memorial Day, I quit doing afternoon trips because of the heat. Because I've had about three people out of the whole time I've been doing this, I've had about three people that almost fell out on me, literally fell out from getting too hot. And one of them was like last year, 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it was early, but there was no wind. It was hot. It was in July.
Yeah, some mornings are just unbearable with the mugginess, you know, the humidity. And when it's real still like that, it's crazy. It'll get two people.
I guarantee you, you know, and people don't think about it. And, you know, wintertime is another time whenever people just dehydrate because they don't feel thirsty from being cold, right? So they won't drink enough. And that's, you know, no matter what, you got to drink something. Drink water.
You're right.
I drink these teas like they're going out of style, but Gatorade, whatever, you name it. You just make
what happened
sure
to the Big Reds, man?
Well, a few years ago, I got to thinking, man, them carbonated drinks are just messing with me, with my system, so I just backed off them.
Went to the old natural tea, huh?
Right. I mean, like right now, I mean, that dang Big Red, I still love them, but like I said, the carbonated stuff just got where it's, I just thought, well, it's messing with my system a little bit. You know, I better back off of it, so. I mean, dang, I've been drinking them Big Reds.
I hope that doesn't happen to me because, man, I love a good Dr. Pepper now and again. That's,
I heard that.
That's,
well, Big, you know, I was going through cases and cases of those Big Reds.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, well, that's a lot.
I mean, hey, I'm
everything's
talking about,
bad for you if you do too much of it, no matter what it is.
That's exactly right. That's
all
right,
dog.
There ain't no doubt.
I got to run. I got to get out of here. If somebody wants to come up to Conroe and hang out for a day and catch some fish, will you, Richard? Fill their old freezer up. How do they get a hold of you?
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
Get up here and get some of them good-tasting Conroe cats.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, buddy.
That's what I'm talking
Richard,
about.
Have a good day,
right,
man.
Fun.
Later.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Y'all too.
All right, let's hop down to Matagorda now and check in with old Captain Charlie Paradosky this morning. Charlie P., good morning. What's up?
Oh, the wind.
Yeah, it is. It's nothing's changed. Well, it could be
worse. The wind.
It could still be raining, you know.
Yeah, last week we were dealing with weather. And we had a much better tide schedule, and now it's wind and low tides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the fish dude is praying for wind, and we're praying for it to quit.
Yeah, so, we're begging for a southeast at 5.
Yeah.
Or a northeast at 5 every morning. I like that, too.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I tried to fish Tuesday, and it was supposed to be lighter in the morning. And no. And the tide fell out that night.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Monday night.
That's why I was, Hillman and I didn't take our customer yesterday. We decided
yesterday,
to take low tide with all the wind. Now we can redo that.
Yeah. See, I had a family for tomorrow. I mean, yesterday. I said, no, we ain't going.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even know. I mean, do we have a change for the weekend?
Man.
It looks like there's supposed to be some more southeast by the weekend, but I can't pinpoint it.
Well, we're on that southeast mode right now, but, man, tomorrow it's pretty much south at 5 to 10. They're saying 5 to 10. That's good. But I don't think so. I think it's going to be more. But I don't know, Charlie. I'm not going to – I ain't sticking my neck out anymore.
It's just crazy, relentless weather this whole damn year.
This has been a different year. It really has.
Yeah.
And we live and die by the weather.
Right. Here we are in the middle of June and still hadn't been in the surf. We've had one – I think there was one fishable possible day in the surf. Oh, man.
Storm Patrol's not liking it. You know, it's like Cliff Webb. His surf's full of fish down there, but it's just too rough to, you can't get to them. Can't fish them.
Yeah. I imagine. And I'm scared that this one, our surf's going to be full of skipjacks and sharks anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You won't know till you get to go out there and find out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I know you go down to West Bay, we got a lot of beautiful tide runners, you know, coming down them shorelines down there. But need some weather.
I'm looking at the Houston extended forecast here, and it's showing southeast across the board. You know, and I'm looking at my forecast for, like, upper Galveston Bay and Trinity Bay area, and it's showing due south. So who's the biggest liar here?
Yeah. Well, I've got a trip for Saturday, and then I got a full board next week. Then we got to worry about that stuff on the Pacific side.
I know. If
bringing
that
weather
moisture comes over here, oh boy.
Yeah. Oh well. We've been putting up with it all our life. Just seems a little worse this year, doesn't it?
It does to me.
Yeah.
Especially me with all the fresh water I have now from the San Jacinto and the Trinities and local runoff, all, you know, all combined. I mean, those fish are still there, but they're so much harder to target, you know, when our winds are up like they are now. I mean, it messes up all the good areas.
Yeah.
That would normally stay green and clean, but that wind rolls it up with these many strong outgoing tides pulling the fresh water farther and farther south down, you know, towards James and everybody, and just then you get the winds to roll it up and stir it up. It's challenging. I mean, you can catch fish in it. You just got to go through the motions.
But right.
You, in the back of your head, you're going, boy, what if this water was about 2 foot visibility in trout green? Man, you catch 100 an hour because it's piling the fish up. They are definitely on the move. It's pushed a lot of fish from up my way down their way. So,
yeah. Thank God you guys had a comeback on the fish. I just need the rain to stop.
It just takes time. And man, when you just flush out a whole bay like we did in 2017, then you back it up. You're starting to recover, and then you back it up with a, you know, hard freeze in 2021, a lot of setbacks, but here we come. Good old Galveston Bay. It's amazing we have any fish with, you know, the commercial activity in this bay and the way, you know, habitat loss and everything else. I'm really surprised we got as many fish as we do.
Yeah. Well, It's certainly different than back in our days.
But I'd like to see you send all those 5 to 7s back, you know, send them back over here. We sent to you during Harvey that year. Man.
Well, I'm afraid all them fish are dead after that freeze.
They all got nuked in that freeze.
Yeah, and we were nuking on them before the freeze.
Yeah,
so.
Y'all were slamming them fish, man. Golly, y'all were catching some toads.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of fish over here now, Mickey. We just...
That's good.
You know, conditions. We need conditions.
Well, it always comes back. We've seen it a million times. You think, well, we're never going to have any trout again. And, hey, 3 years down the road, kaboom. Seemed like 3 years, you know, it turns around.
Yeah. Just thank God we got the limits the way it is. And
yeah.
And people are releasing fish and... And they're getting used to it, you know. Nobody's into killing a bunch of fish anymore.
Boy, before I die, I'd like to make a wade and catch one more stringer with 10 fish over 28 inches on it. That'd be sweet. Them days are gone. They never let us do that again. But it was awesome when we could.
I'm telling you. I wish everybody could have seen it, but they missed it.
I wish all these young guys now, we got some really good young fishermen coming up through the ranks, man. They're really good.
And we got a couple over here the same way, Mickey. They remind me of me when I was their age. Just
exactly.
Can't get enough of it.
Yeah,
you know?
We kind of lost a couple of steps since then. Hey, we can still catch them. We just can't hit them as hard as those guys can. They'll go daylight till dark and then looking for more when they get home, you know. Like we used to do.
Yes, sir.
The old timers always say, well, I'm just not that mad at them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you are, but you don't have the stamina anymore. That's what it is. No stamina.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll let the gladiators have it. All right, Charlie P., if somebody wants to come over and run around and hang out with you for a day and catch some fish, what do they do? How do they get a hold of you?
Call me out of cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right. Do it one more time. You broke up.
713-725-2401.
All right, dog. Charlie, always good talking to you. You have a good day, man.
Take care.
Thank you. All right. Oh, I don't know what that was all about. Never heard that coming from a cell phone. But anyway, we're going to take our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.